The following program does not necessarily represent the views and opinions of Reality Radio 101, its advertisers and sponsors, or its listening audience. Listener discretion is advised. Good afternoon and welcome to Barrington Awakened with your host Barrington right here on Reality Radio 101. Join our path to enlightenment with our guidance to living at your best with a path to a higher consciousness. To get on board, send us an email. Our email address is instudio101@gmail.com. And now, ladies and gentlemen, right to your host of Barrington Awakened, Barrington.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Barrington Awakened. Thank you for tuning in. Beautiful Sunday afternoon here in Toronto, in Canada, Ontario, Canada, where we're broadcasting from. Thank you for joining us from wherever you are in the world today. We talk about spirituality. We talk about raising you to a higher level of consciousness and letting you realize that you are the greatest asset to yourself. Let you realize that you're on the top shelf. Let you realize that the lives that we're living wasn't necessarily supposed to be as it is. We're here for a purpose. You have to find yourself. You have to know yourself. You have to realize that you are visiting this planet. And as you visit, you are a spiritual being occupying a body. And it gets you through the life that you live here. We want you to wake up and come to your own realization and understand clearly that destination is choice. What you will for yourself, you will bring into life. There isn't a second way out other than to follow your method of spirituality, your journey. You've come here the same method, and we leave the same method. In the midst of it all, we learn how to be human beings and how to live that life, to appreciate what it's like to have things physical that we could touch and to bring our ideas into something that is physical. Wake up and realize that this is the path that you should be on. Wake up and realize that what you were told about how your life should be may not necessarily be the truth. If you have lived that life for a long time, now it's going to be harder to convince you otherwise. But yet, we want you to wake up and take your natural path. Realize that you're limitless. You are the God that exists. And if there's somebody that stands beside you, he or she is as equal to you, not greater, and definitely can't be lesser. If you're feeling that you're greater, you have to prove it to more than yourself. If you're feeling that you're lesser, I also invite you to prove it. And you won't be able to do that if you don't compare yourself to someone else. Remember, you are created the same method. You've come by the same method. You live pretty much the same life, and then you return by the same method. Therefore, no one can be greater. You will learn not to live with fear, not to carry that baggage that is unnecessary. You will learn how to live your true life. You will learn how to live to your potential, which is limitless. you will learn that you are without limits. Wake up. You will learn how to take care of yourself, how to live and be connected to spirituality, how to be one with nature. You will learn that you are not in the universe. The universe is in you. You will learn that you're a lot bigger than you think you are, and nothing needs to worry you. You'll appreciate the time that you spend on this planet. You'll appreciate every single day. You will live every single day as if it's the last one, because tomorrow never comes. Wake up and realize that you are the one that's in charge. You are the driver. Everything that you want to know or want to accomplish, all that you think is possible, well, it is possible. You showed up with an amazing toolkit that's within you, toolbox that's within you. All the tools that's required is in that box. You will learn how to get to it, find the tools, use them to live a much happier and prosperous life. I am not suggesting that you're not doing that right now. I'm simply saying that what we were told growing up may not have been the truth. I have learned recently that, well, if all rivers leads to the ocean, all the religious beliefs or the clubs that you're a part of or other organization leads to spirituality. It's the same concept. If you're at a party and you're having a drink with people around you doing the same thing, your flavor will probably be different than theirs. Yours might be vodka or beer or wine or whatever it is that tickles you fancy. That's your choice and that's your flavor. But the common denominator among the entire party is the same. You will get there and you will feel the same feel that everybody else is doing it, only that they've taken another flavor different than yours. If you choose to take another religion, another organization, another group, another belief, you're still praying to the same source. The end result is the same. And all of those live within the box of spirituality, which is all that there is. So your method there may be different. The journey may be longer, shorter. But getting there is the same thing, the common denominator among all things. It is your spirituality. The reason we search is that we're looking for something that we feel that's missing within us. That same reason allows us to join other groups, other organizations. But if everyone is searching, they're trying to get that connection, which is a part of our existence. We're trying to reconnect ourselves to the spiritual life, the spiritual way. We came here in a spiritual body, in a spiritual being, and we acquire a body as we journey through life. You will live the same life. However, we were told at some point along the journey to take this step or that direction or follow this idea or follow this group of people or follow that method, choice. We were told that. And in listening to it, we were led away from the original source, which is the spiritual existence. We're saying, come back, reconnect yourself to it. It is what you're searching for. It is what's missing. And it's the reason why we tend to latch ourselves on to other groups, because we're all searching and afraid. Connect yourself back into the spiritual way of life and you will understand, or no longer live your life as if you're the feather in the wind. We talk about spirituality. We want you to be connected. Get your instinctive instructions from nature, from the one source. Only one source that exists. We're all tuned or connected. Should be. We are connected to it. A lot of us don't realize that we are connected to the same source. Whatever prayer you're praying, it's being answered by the same prayer answering organization. Whatever it is that you're looking for, your destination is choice, and you need to know that. How do we get people to understand that the reason we're looking for other things is simply because we're not connecting to what should have been the method in which we live our human lives? Connect yourself to the spiritual realm, and that's what we talk about. Welcome, everybody. Welcome. You're listening to Barrington on Barrington Awaken on Reality Radio 101. Thank you for being a part of the show. Thank you for joining us. Every week we get on this radio, we talk about other things. We talk about ways to look at life and to appreciate what you can do for yourself and how to do all these wonderful things for yourself. We're not selling you anything. We're opening the door for you to walk through, for you to realize that there are better options out there. You don't have to buy happiness. It already exists within you. You don't have to seek love. It's already within you. You don't have to do anything but connect yourself to the spiritual existence that you need to live the human life. You cannot, you have a beautiful car, and you cannot move it around without having a driver for it. And the driver must sit in the front seat and operate it properly, knowing all the instructions how to do so. The spiritual part of our existence is that driver that's driving the body. We try to get you to connect to it and get the instructions, and you could live your life a lot happier. Thank you for joining the show, everybody. I thank all my listeners from all around the world. Thank you for being a part of this. Welcome to all the old listeners. Welcome to the new listeners. I will say to my friend Mike and Gail, then if they were tuned into the show today, I would say hello, and I'm doing that just now. Well, thank you for being a new listener, and thank you for joining the Barrington Show. To everyone from all around the world, wherever you are, welcome. Welcome home. Before I go into what we want to talk about today, I just want to cover a few things. And we're talking about a book that exists out there. We want you to check it out. I've mentioned it a few times over the show, over the years that I've been doing the show, as well as we want you to check out our website, HEAMI, BarringtonAwaken.com. Good information there for you. Also, YouTube. We have a lot of videos that we've been posting on YouTube, and you can check them out. A lot of them are just designed for you to think of the possibilities or to see how great you could go, just to activate the mind, stimulate the mind a little bit, and it will give you that opportunity to grow. And that's on the website, as well as all the shows that we've done in the past. They're there. Most of them are labeled, and you could go in, check them out. They're yours to listen to for free. Download them, enjoy them, and just take them with you when you go on your long walk, or just go alone and enjoy the connections with nature. And that is on the website. We also have Barrington Awaken. I mentioned the YouTube group. I mentioned the website. We're working on other books like we've talked about, and this is just moving forward. Also, we repeat this show every Thursday night. So if you're around, or others who are not able to catch the show on the Sunday regular broadcast, there is a repeat every Thursday night at 10 o'clock, same station, same channel. Check it out. You will enjoy it. This is Reality Radio 101. And on Thursday nights, this show that we're doing right now and all the other ones moving forward will be repeated that day, night. Thank you. I was having a conversation this week with some people, and it was about removing toxic people from your life. We all have a few, maybe some more than others. And the reason I label it toxic is because they're not there serving your purpose, and you're probably compromising what you want to do just to be tolerant of somebody else who's not being good or fair to you. They might be taking advantage, demanding too much of your time, just, you know, not allowing you to grow, to whatever the reason that you could come up with to acknowledge that person or people or thing being toxic to your life. You have to remember that you're on a journey, and this journey has to be traveled as lightly as possible, and you don't necessarily have to carry baggages or load along with it. You have to go through things because that's what we do. And every time you go through something that was challenging and hard for you, you get a lesson. And that's the education for the next level. So you can't avoid those things by not handling your responsibilities. You must go through it. It's a part of what we do. But the toxic people that are there, sometimes they're the roadblock, the gatekeeper, the guard, the preventer, that pit bull from what you should naturally be doing or want to do. So you have to make a conscious decision to first line it up, to acknowledge the fact that this person within your space or your everyday activities or year, however it falls, they're not serving the purpose. They're not serving what they're not, it's not being good for you. Is this one insulting you? Is this one demanding too much of your time? Is this one using you physically as well as, you know, financially, all the other good stuff? But are they serving the purpose? Are you thinking that you were there to be that person's footstool or bank or chef or whatever it is that are those toxic people represents to your life? Do you honestly believe you were chosen to be that doormat? So we have to make a conscious decision to tally up those that are causing us headaches, grief, pain, stress, and realize that they must be removed by, you know, I'm not saying do it physically, but you could disengage, separate, do your own thing, and not involve that or those people into your life, because your path has been blocked or restricted or become more difficult than it needs to be. And the sad thing about toxic people is that most of them don't know that they're toxic. Because you may not complain, but doesn't change who or what that person represents to your life. But if it's not serving you, what's your reason for wanting to be a part of it? Are you compromising? Well, because of this situation, I'm going to put up with that. Because of this could happen, that could work. If you can't afford to go live on your own, you may want to stay with somebody who's definitely toxic. But you may rationalize it that way and think maybe it's better to stay in a toxic situation, relationship, religion, whatever situation may be. It seems easier. But because you weren't designed for that, it can't be easier. And fear may restrict you from wanting to change that situation. But you have to go through things. I don't know that you can allow fear to restrict you from what you want to do. Because the desire to do is the stronger hold. We have to remove toxic people from our path, from blocking the door. And sometimes we have to make a very tough decision. But it is by any means necessary. Please don't be violent with anybody. However, your path deserves you to be happy and to be consistent. If you do have these toxic people in your path, it is your responsibility, it's your purpose, it's your duty to address it, that the situation suits you. And I'm not telling you to be selfish. I'm not telling you to be egoic. I'm not telling you to think that you're better than somebody, because we're not. I'm simply saying that your path is your path. Your destination is your destination. It's all done by choice, and you're the one who's going to have to govern it. If there's a pebble in your shoe, you can choose to live with it, but it's probably just as easy to remove it. Have we got any...
We have a couple emails. Chris writes in, he says, I still can't find my purpose here on Earth, and I'm 48 years old. Am I a failure? That's Chris. Thank you, Chris. Teresa said, I listened to your show this past Thursday. It was amazing. I loved it. I'm hooked. That's Teresa. Thank you, Teresa, for that. Grace says, thanks for giving me the advice about toxic people. I'm leaving my husband. Ha ha. Thank you, Grace. We hope that's a joke. Ladies and gentlemen, you are listening to Barrington Awaken with your host, Barrington. Send us an email right now with your comments or thoughts or questions. The email address is instudio101 at gmail.com. That's instudio101 at gmail.com. Back to you.
Thank you, Grace. That put a little chuckle on my face, and obviously have a good relationship with that person because you could make jokes about it, which we all need to do that. But yeah, well, the toxic people, and obviously you're married, and that's a good thing, but the toxic people do deplete you. They drag you down, and they make you feel lesser about yourself and make you feel mad and angry. And of course, you're not designed for that, and you're not, I assure you, you weren't sent here for being the pillow that everybody wants to punch, you know, or squeeze or yell at. But at times you have to endure it in small bits because of the commitment that you may have made. However, your duty is to you first. Oh, Teresa. Oh, you've heard the new show. Thank you for listening. Thank you for being a part of it. And thank you for coming to the Barrington Awaken show, being a new listener. Really appreciate it. And this is what we were talking about earlier. The show is being broadcast on Thursdays as well. So if you're not able to pick up this one, obviously you're hearing me, so that's a good thing. But if you wanted to hear it again, it's available to you on the webpage as well as Thursday nights between 10 and 11. Same place, same station. Chris, you've mentioned about not knowing your purpose, and you're already 48. There is not a time restriction, and I don't want to go into this saying that there's no such thing as time, it's all created, and blah, blah, blah. What I do want to say, and a lot of people don't know what their purpose is. A lot of people don't know that they even have a purpose. So, but there is no time. It's not saying it's not telling you you're going to hit it at 20 or 48 or wherever. I like to say you will never be able to see over the fence until you're tall enough. You could prop yourself up on a ladder if you want to, or you could pull yourself up and peek over it. But as soon as you get to the point where you're ready, you'll see right over it. So the point is, we don't know, nobody knows except for you what your purpose is. And 48 is just a number. They said you've been here 368 times. 365 times, 48 times, and that's just basically what they're saying. But we don't have a time. We don't have a measurement of time other than the one that was designed and created for us so we could show up at this time or leave at that time or, you know, turn on the radio at this time. So this was created. But beyond that, there is no time in our existence. Everything is in the now. I was having that conversation with my son the other day, and he's convincing me that it can't be the now, because this morning we're doing that, this afternoon we're doing this, but it's all relative to now, and it's measured only to keep us occupied or busy or controlled. I'm not sure what the original method was, but I'm going back to saying being 48 years old and not knowing what your purpose is, that's okay. That's okay, because you haven't been trying to find that out your entire 48 years. What we encourage people to do is to get connected to your spiritual being and be guided by it. And through those doors, you will find what you're looking for, through those doors. And by all means, don't be looking out there for anything. It's all within. Everything that you're searching for is within. You did show up here with a complete package of the human existence. You just have to be able to get inside, realize where they are, and of course, find them, use them to the best of your abilities. You may not know what your purpose is supposed to be for a very long time. Some people find it very early. Some takes a little bit longer to get to it. But inevitably, before you leave, you will know. You will know before you leave. And, you know, we're not suggesting it's going to be the night before you have to go home, but you will know the purpose because you've come for that. If you've missed it, you will come back and repeat. However, in order to find out who you are, in order to find your purpose, you must know who you are. The easier task is to find yourself, know thyself first. That journey into understanding spirituality, taking good care of yourself physically as well as mentally, and you will know thyself. And from there, you go to finding your purpose. Where do I fit in? Why am I here? What am I supposed to do? Your journey starts at birth and ends at death, where you enter the body and then you leave the body. And then from then on, you do what we call recycle or rebirth. A lot of people call it reincarnation. I don't know if there's a difference. What I do know is a spiritual aspect of you never dies. It lives forever. And it just continues like a conveyor belt. Like the staples that holds the belt together. They will all just come back and keep coming back and keep coming back. When you exit the body, you've laid it down because it's too old or tired or diseased or broken. You will lay it down and give it back to the earth. And then you will move on. And you will come back again and get another body and start again and move on and so forth. In this existence, when you show up, you leave, you go through, I would call the rejuvenation process to get rid of what you've picked up here, the filth. And then when you go back into the spiritual world, that doesn't happen. You've taken your bucket of water out of the ocean and you've used it to do all your cleaning and washing and everything else. And then you throw it away and it filters the dirt and then the water finds its way back in a gaseous state, finds its way back to the ocean. And then it repeats itself. You go get another bucket of water and you start again. We're pretty much on the same cycle. We cannot be destroyed, much like we can't destroy water. You use it for what you want to use it for, then it goes back to its source. And if you want to challenge that, try to destroy it. It will turn invisible into a gas and find its way back to the ocean. It's continual and it becomes one great big wave. Well, that's who we are. We just continue the same way. We're on that spiritual wave. And today I picked up this body. Well, quite a few years ago, I picked up this body. And it's going to come to a point where I have to lay it down and then wait and get another one. I've heard many times, and I don't promote this or say about it. They say it takes about 16 years for the recycling. I'm not sure about that. I've been asking the question for a very long time. And I haven't gotten the full answer. But regardless of what your purpose is, you will return. You are the ancestors that you used to be, and so on. But don't get bent out of shape. Being 48 and not knowing your purpose is not the end of the world. Stay to spirituality. It will guide you. It will connect you instinctively. It'll bring you all the answers that you're looking for. Thank you for that email. I hope I answered your question as best as we should. I just finished talking about toxic people and how it's important for us to get them away out of your life. I'm talking about, and in the introduction, I mentioned about having to know that you're God. How do you convince people that they're God? How do you convince people that they're at the top of the ladder, the top of the chain? How do I convince people that destiny is choice? You get to choose where you go. Where you want to be is also a choice. Your position, what you hope to accomplish, your health is choice. Your happiness, well, that's a consistent. It's always been a part of you, but you choose whether or not you use it. So I guess the happiness could be choice. How do you convince people this of these things? We encourage them to open the path, to get on a path that would at least lead you to the truth. You're probably conflicted as to what is the truth. Truth is relevance to the individual if it serves them. And it might not be truth if it doesn't serve them. But if it's not a consistency, then it cannot be considered truth. So you want to know the truth. Find a path that will teach you the truth. And I don't know that it's going to tell you what is right or wrong, what is truth, what's not truth. But I'll tell you that I know that all the BS that we were served will disappear. The idea is that were given to us and the methods in which they told us to live our lives, we will be able to see if they were true or not true. Because all the BS within your path will inevitably disappear. But the truth will stay consistent. So in order for you to find these things that we talk about, we encourage you to open the door and connect yourself to the spiritual existence. We're not selling nothing. We're not telling you to leave what you believe. We're not telling you to jump on board blindly. We're saying that there's a door that's there and you have the key to open it and take a look inside. You're here in this broadcast. We're searching. We're searching. All of our existence, you have to assume, is what is considered spiritual, spirituality. Within this existence, we talk about different groups. There's this group that believes this. There's this group that believes this. There's another group that believes this, and so on and so forth. And of course, there are the other groups who don't believe anything at all. But every single one of these groups, they're on the same planet, they're in the same area. Some of them are in the same street, maybe the same house. But every single one of them is in the realm of spirituality. Every river you've ever seen will flow towards the ocean, where the ocean is considered the spiritual being, the be all and end all. The river, depending on which one you're on, is leading you there. It's designed to lead you there, much like a conduit. And the reason I say that is it keeps you contained and believing in the greater self, the higher self, the more awoken self, greater spirituality. And the guidance is designed to so you don't fall off and lose faith and fall in the ditch and get misguided. But that river is on a journey towards the ocean, and there is only one. It's all connected. And it doesn't matter who you are praying to, the prayer is still being answered by the same source. Whichever language you want to pray in, or how you want to meditate, you're still connecting yourself to the source. You do the chant, you do the prayer, whatever it is, you're opening that door. I find meditation, which is what I do, a lot of our believers do, is a faster method. That's the 401, that's the big highway. More so than the little back streets. Whichever method, I find that meditation is better. Others say they pray, and I think it works as well. But your method to your connectivity is your choice. And if it's by praying or by meditation, but in the midst of it all, please, you have to take care of the body. The body has to be working with you as a team. If you don't have the body, you can't travel from the North Pole to the South Pole in the physical manner anyways. So you have to prepare the body for the journey. We do get a lot of calls at times, questions. How do you get the body to be prime, to get the best out of it? How do I get the body to repair itself like it knows how to? Well, you have to set it up and get the proper rest, proper sleep, best food, and treat it respectfully. Worship it like the temple that you're supposed to do, because it is, in fact, your greatest asset. You have to know that. And once you set that body in the right motion, it is prime for whichever age that you're at, then you're doing something fantastic. Your journey is ready to go. Take care, do yoga, exercise, walk, like I always talk about. Go for a walk and take care of the body, because that is number one. Because it carries you. When you're prepared and the body is doing good, by all means, your spiritual world will be just as good. Because it's also tuned. You know the body can fix itself. People call and ask a lot of questions, such as, dieting, I say, stay away from it. It's not working. What you can do is take some time to learn how to feed, eat, and treat the body properly. Forget about the dieting. it doesn't work. And if it did work, there wouldn't be over 5,000 books on the shelves. But you can take an effort to find out what food feeds the body the best and give it to it. Plant-based diet's a good way to start. But if your body's prime, the rest of you will be in a much better mood. And if the body is up and you're connected to your spiritual world, you can also learn how to repair other things, illnesses that's within you, just from knowing how to operate the body. That's what we want to talk about. Have we got anything else there, sir?
Yes, we do. These two emails written by two different people are semi the same. Pauline writes in, and she says, I only caught what you said about us returning 300 plus times back to this earth. What do you mean by that? That's Pauline. And Janet says, Barrington, I know you were not sure about this, but if it takes 16 years for us to return, why do you think so long? And that's from Janet. Rachel writes in and says, taking care of the body is the most important thing anywhere, anytime, for anybody. What is a good way to start your day regarding food and breakfast? Do you have any tips that you can give us today? That's from Rachel. Back to you.
Hey, Rachel, I'm going to do that one first. Do I have any tips? My method is going to be different than yours. Our bodies are different. I've never met you, but I can assume that it is. Our food is different, and maybe how we treat the body is different. But if you're looking for something to get you up, first of all, when you get up on your bed and you're in a vertical motion, stuff like that, you might want to just wake up the body a little bit before you get running. Just don't hit the alarm clock and start running like a mad person, but you want to get up slowly, move about, stretch the body, and get it going. And put something very light in it if you can. Please don't allow a lot of time to pass without you feeding the body. For me, I love my hot lemon and water. I think that hot water with lemon, sorry, that's what I meant to say. I like to do that. And it just gets the body going, pumps everything. They say, and I don't know how true it is, that the warm lemon water opens up the veins, the arteries, allow the blood to flow faster and stuff like that. I'm not that person, but I've heard that. I tend to believe it, so now I follow that. We think we need that caffeine to get us up and running. Most of us are just doing it because it's a habit. But if you allow yourself to wake up, first of all, you should be waking up on your own, not with the alarm clock. The body will, and I've said this many times, it starts to do its work at 11 o'clock, the rejuvenation process at 11 o'clock at night, so you should be vertical by then. I can see a lot of people saying I'm way ahead of that, but at 11 o'clock it will start. Liver will go through what it has to go through, and then the kidney, and somewhere around 2:30 in the morning you're brand new again. You've been rejuvenated. So if you have a schedule that could get you laying down for that period, that's going to give you proper rest. And if you have if you have to write stuff, or if you're performing a song, if you're doing something, your brain is also at the best at that moment. About 10 seconds after you've come to a conscious, being consciously awake, the body gets in gear and everything is moving. So get your breakfast thing going. Yes, you have to feed the body, but do give it a lot of liquids. Whatever you do, just drink a lot of liquids, and not necessarily, and you're hearing a lot of scary things about sugars and sugars and sugars. Well, that's not the bullet. There's a lot of other things out there that's worse than that. But if you want to have your coffee because psychologically it gives you that good go, by all means, knock yourself out. I'm not a doctor. I'm not saying any of this because I think it's best. I'm saying all this because of how you asked me the question, what do I think? And this is what I'm saying. You can have something very light to get you going, but don't allow the body to go too many hours without being fed. You have to feed it with water, with food, nutrients, proper food, healthy foods. And the longer you sleep, the best sleep you get, you're doing awesome for the body because it needs to lay down, rest, and to rejuvenate itself and take good care of itself. And you can learn how to use it best for you. Get something light in the morning, I think, to start your day. A lot of cultures believe the heavy meal should be in the morning. It might be true. I don't know. I don't know much about that, but you did ask me, what do I think for me? I hope I answered that question for you. I You were asking me, Janet, about why does it take 16 years? I don't know for sure, and I don't want to sell that amount of years. It's a philosophy that I heard from other cultures that believe the return and the recycling, the rebirth, reincarnation is 16. And I can't sell that to you because I don't know that for sure, but I believe it does take some time. However, I do know that because of what you have to go through when you leave this body, it could take some time depending on what you've collected. Okay, so if you're out running in the park and you've developed a sweat, you could be in and out of the shower in a couple of minutes and you're good. But if you're out there digging in the ditch, you've got mud stuck to your body and all these other things, you may have to take a longer time to clean it. And the rejuvenation process involves you leaving here to return back into the spiritual world, where we have to leave a lot of the crud that we've picked up out here, or sludge, or whatever the case may be. And that could take a long time. I don't want to say the word that the Catholics believe you go to this place, the purgatory place, and you stay there until you pay your debt, your taxes, and all that stuff. I find it funny. I don't agree with that. But there is a rejuvenation process where you have to go through, like a filtration process, where you have to leave what you've collected here, and then you move on. I don't know how long that is. I've heard some rumors about unconfirmed times. Pauline, the question you're asking, I didn't say you've come 365 times to this planet. I don't know how that came to you. I may have said something that you've gotten that from. I was making a reference about the gentleman being 48 and he's been, 365 times, 48 times, and that's what that was all about. I hope I'm not being confusing. So you return here based on your purpose. You go through graduating stages of life. When you go to kindergarten, you have to return to grade one. You go to grade two, you have to return to grade three, so on until you return from high school to post-secondary, if that's the choice. But you have to return. Once you've gone through that, now you can consider the schooling is over with. Now you have a choice. You don't necessarily want to return. You can move on to elsewhere. That's very deep and it's a lot bigger, but your time here, I was told that I've been here, this is my 52nd time. I don't know how true that is. Again, at some point I'll be able to answer that question for you, but you do repeat. And some people come for very short visits. Some take very, very long time, spend many years going through their stages. But I do know if you've come to fulfill a purpose and you didn't get it, I know you're coming back to repeat it, to do it, to fix it, to experience it. This is why we say when you were coming in, you're determined, you had a plan, you had the agenda, you knew what you were going to do. But somewhere along the line of being told by others, depending on which group you're part of, that you should follow this, you should follow that, shouldn't follow that, don't like these people, don't vote for, we're being told so many different things because I think every single group wants to hold you in their clutches. Well, you could follow that if you want. If it works for you, just fine. But if you wanted to know if there's another way, the best method would be for you to open that door and tap into your spiritual world, and you will be connected instinctively. Your guidance will be by the universe as it was intended. The higher self, the higher level of consciousness, which is you. You made your own plans. You've come here to do your own deed. You've come here to fulfill your purpose. And if you're new to this show, you may not have heard me say nobody on this planet will know what your purpose is, except you. Therefore, no one can tell you your purpose, how to live, where to live, what group to follow, what group not to follow, nobody could tell you that. It's like a passcode. Well, nobody should be able to know your passcode because it's yours. The information that's coming from the spiritual world that you've brought with you is the purpose. We try to get people to step up and understand their purpose. If a group is telling you how to come and how to live and how to go, they're not telling you the entire truth. simply because they don't know. Your purpose is your purpose. You can't randomly pick up the phone and call somebody and tell them their passcode, can you? Or have them do it to you and said, oh, no. Your purpose is your purpose. So the group and the organization and these big things won't know why you've come. But you will. And if you don't know what it is, within time, you will find it. I said earlier, you won't be able to see over that fence until you're tall enough. And what that means is that you won't get it until you're ready. Simple. You won't get it until you're ready. Do you force yourself into it? Is it inevitable? Well, you may want to find out what you're doing that may be distracting you from following that. But if you are curious as to finding out your purpose, the answer is there. You just have to step into that world. You have to step into that room and understand your journey, the amount of times that you've come here to visit, you would be the only one that could know that, as well as know your purpose. We've all had past lives. The part of me that exists is given to me by a great ancestor many generations ago. All the information has been passed down with us, and it's being able to, we can remember them. Everything is that you've ever experienced is written down somewhere by you. It's a part of you. It's a part of the experiences that you've been through. If you've taken a vacation to the Rocky Mountains and you can remember that experience, it's there, and it's there for life. How do you get back to remembering it? Well, get into your spiritual existence and learn about the past lives that you've had. Learn about meditation. Meditation opens up that door for you. It removes the lid from the jar to allow that whatever is within you to connect to whatever's out there. This is what we're talking about. Wake up. I said earlier, how do you get people, how do you convince people that they might not be doing what they're supposed to be doing? How do you convince people to wake up? We live in this world, and every once in a while we hear somebody's coming up with this false prophecies. They're coming up with this method and how long the world's going to be here, and they're predicting this and predicting that, and the psychic could read your minds, and the tarot cards and the what do you call that, the zodiac signs, and the things that they're all for entertainment purposes. And please be mindful of that. If you're entertained by that, that's awesome. But know that you're paying for entertainment, not truth. It's just for the entertainment purpose. You want the truth and understand, you have the ability to find it on your own. And I don't have to tell you how to do it. What it is. I could tell you how to get there or open the door and ask you to come in. But when somebody's starting to tell you they could tell your future, well, they can't even tell your present, your purpose. Somebody, and we talked about this a couple of weeks ago, we had a show that we're talking about psychics and people being able to predict or read the future and all these things. Well, if there's no tomorrow, do you really think there's a future? Because everything is now. If there's no tomorrow, can you imagine there being a future? If everything is now. We live in the now. For those that could predict your future, I think, well, good luck. But for you that are listening and you may be confused or conflicting as to whether or not it exists, I can tell you for certain it does not exist. Nobody can tell your future. You might be able to, and a lot of us could do by prediction of what you're doing today. However, it is still just a hypothesis. And it bothers me when people fall into believing that somebody could tell them a story that's going to create a better life for them. Usually it's a better life, I think. But you have that same ability. We're all created equal. We're all created by the same source, same method. We all have the same abilities. Let's hope you're not using yours to take advantage of another person, because they might not be activating that switch at this moment. We're saying, wake up. Wake up. We're all searching. And we're looking for the same things. That person across the street that you might not be fancy of, they're your brother or your sister. You call them a neighbor. But if you're connected and you're all built the same and you've come from the same material, you have to assume that that person is the same as you. The snowflakes that fall every year, they all look different, but they're coming from the same source. They look different, same. They serve the same purpose, and that sometimes I think they're the same temperature. However, that person that you may not like, that's you. That is you. It's a part of you. We're all created by the same and the one source. You have to understand that. And just because we take a second path through life, be it this group or that group or this culture, that culture, this food, or whatever path that you've taken, I said it earlier, it's like taking your alcohol and mixing water and mixing it with different flavors. It's the only difference. You add different flavors to it. But the effect of it on your body is the same, some more than others, and you know, some will know when to stop and others don't. But the point that I'm trying to make, though you've chosen to take this flavor to get intoxicated, and that person have taken that flavor to get intoxicated or to get whatever it is you hope to accomplish, the end result is the same. Just a different method, a different journey, different approach. The only differences between us is the way we were raised and what we were told. Other than that, we all have the same abilities. We all have the same method to rise up and do what we must do. So we just say, wake up. That's all. You're listening to Barrington on Barrington Awaken. There's a book out there, Awaken and Ascension Guide. It aligns you to your true purpose. It opens the door for you, and it gives you an opportunity for you to realize that you are the greatest. You are the best. You're on the top shelf. Check it out at Amazon.com. You might like it. It's a good read. If you need some more information about the shows, like I said, you can find us, find me at 1308. Barrington Awaken 1308 at gmail.com. There's that information for you. You could check out our second show on Thursdays now between 10 and 11. And you could check us out on YouTube as well. We've got all the good information there for you on YouTube, just for you to be observant. You're listening to Barrington on Barrington Awaken. Have we got any...
We have just one email, and that's from Mike. And he says, hello, I am a new listener listening to you from Washington, D.C. That's from Mike, and back to you.
Okay, Mike, thank you for coming. Thank you for joining the show. Welcome home, Mike, and all the other new listeners. When I say home, you've been searching for something that's going to make you feel content, and we're all searching from day one until we leave. We have found it. This is your home. This is where you can go and get into your own room. Once you've moved in and settled in, the fear, anger, frustration, anxiety, all that other stuff, and toxic people will just disappear from your life. Welcome home. Thank you very much for joining Mr. DC, Mike in DC. We're talking about reality. We're talking about spirituality. We're talking about you wanted to live a successful life. I can't believe the time went by so fast, but I enjoy talking to you and telling you these things. We want you to wake up. Open your eyes. Live the life that you're supposed to live. Live happy. Know that everybody who's within your social circle, they're you, and the ideas are you. You've heard the phrase many times, the birds of a feather will flock together, and there is some truth to that. And just because you're not flocking with the turkeys, it doesn't mean that you're not a part of them. They're just of a different group. So wake up. Understand you. Learn who you are. Practice your meditation. Allow yourself 3 minutes, 6 minutes a day, 3 in the morning, as early as you can, easier. And the reason I say as early as you can, because early in the morning, around 3 o'clock, 2:30, 3 o'clock in the morning, 4 o'clock, you're more fresh, like that brand new head of lettuce. You're more fresh. As the day go by and you create new thoughts and you create new ideas, you may have, you know, a little bit of frustrating event in your day, that all of that is a more of a resistance for you to make that connection in your meditative journey. So this is why we recommend you do it as early as you can. You have less things coming through your head and you will pick up on it. Give it 3 minutes in the morning. And then before you go to bed tonight, later on, you lay down and give it another 3 minutes. And all you're trying to do is to not allow a thought to dwell within that cavity. Try to empty the mind of thoughts. It's hard to do, maybe impossible, I was told, but what you're trying to do is to minimize it and reflect on who you are. When you've slowed down to thinking and got rid of the thoughts, and they will pop in, I assure you, they will pop in because they do. And as soon as you sit down and start your meditation, oh, I forgot to get milk. Oh, don't run with it. Let it go. Just let it go. And the longer you do it, the better you become at it. And every time you're getting to that point where you're not having a thought that's going through your head, you're connected to the spiritual existence, to the universe. And that's where wisdom will come in. So the meditative state is to remove the lid from the jar and allowing you to reconnect to all that there is, to the great wave, to the oneness, to the source. That's why we say practice your meditation. And I would say start for 3 minutes. It's hard to do. Some people say one, but I think we can hold ourselves at bay for about 3 minutes at a time. The more you do it, the better you will get at it. The better you get at it, the more the results. You'll start to lose interest in things that were idle in your time. You want to run home and do some meditation because it'll give you an amazing sleep. So does yoga. If you can do that, get out and do some yoga. Do some exercise in general. Take care of the body. But don't go crazy on the exercise. Realize it's only maybe 20% of the well-being of the body is for you to exercise it. The other 79%, it's all about how you treat the body, how you feed it, how you rest it, how you give it water, and getting on the machine and pumping really hard. Yes, you will lose that pounds, but if you didn't know how you lose it, you're going to gain it back and gain more. So you have to get the mind involved, letting them know that you don't want to be this no more. I want to be this now. And that will start. This is our method. So thank you for being a part of the show. Today went through really fast. I didn't have a chance to cover all the things I wanted to talk about. And occasionally we get into answering questions and you lose track of time because I'm excited to answer the questions for you guys. And I'm excited to have you listening and believing and stepping up into your newness. That is amazing to me. Stepping up into the realization of who you are, learning your true self. That is amazing to me. So I apologize I didn't get through all the things that I had written down here today to get to, but there'll be more shows to come. And you will get into the groove. You want to get into the groove to improve a life. What I say, everything that I've said to you and I've been saying for the last couple of years, you can prove them for yourself. You can open the door, connect yourself to the spiritual existence and find the truth. I dare any other group to say there is proof. Well, this one is. Just tap into it. We appreciate you being there. It's a beautiful Sunday. If you've got some time, go for a walk, not necessarily to have a conversation or to hang out, but just to clear your head and give you that opportunity to reconnect with nature, which is what we're trying to do. We're not telling you to hug a tree. I don't even know if I agree with all that stuff, but I'm telling you to find the best self and be happy with who you are. Thank you very much. And until next week, catch my show this Thursday. Have a good night.
Thank you for listening to Barrington Awaken with your host, Barrington, right here on Reality Radio 101.